Welcome to Perfecting Motion, an STLE podcast series that talks with members and industry professionals about current issues and trends impacting the global tribology and lubricants community.
Hello, I am Julia Rourke, STLE's membership manager. April is Volunteer Appreciation Month, and this month's podcast will feature members of the Executive Committee and Board of Directors. They will share how they became involved with STLE and the member benefits they've received since joining. Let's start by having them introduce themselves.
My name is Hong Liang. Right now, I'm a president of STLE, and my full-time job is the professor of mechanical engineering at Texas A&M University.
I'm Jack McKenna. I am currently serving as the vice president of STLE, and I am also, in my work life, the vice president of corporate accounts for Sealand Chemical Company.
Yeah, my name is Stefan Boots. I serve currently at the executive committee as a treasurer. And in my work life, I started my career in the oil analysis business right after I finished university. Worked there for an oil condition monitoring lab in Europe for about 15 years. And since 4 years, I'm working as an independent consultant, mainly for lubricant companies, and support their sales activities as a technical support engineer all over the world, basically, mainly in Asia and also in the United States. And I am not based in North America. I live in Europe and Germany.
All right. Thank you. So again, I can start with Hong. And Hong, we just kind of want you to talk about how long you've been a member of STLE, how you got started volunteering, and how STLE has helped you throughout your career, and any other benefits. You know, what is your greatest benefit from STLE? And, you know, if you have anything to say to anyone about getting involved or volunteering, you know, just so basically your STLE story, and then we'll introduce the next person.
Okay. I have been with the STLE probably almost 30 years. I forgot to count about it. So I started when I was a graduate student and attended the conference, and then the professional life, I've been doing anything related to tribology. So I'm staying on. And so volunteer, I think as soon as I become a member, and the opportunity shows up, and always there is a volunteer. They always need someone to be involved, like paper solicitation, and then eventually become the technical committee chair. And then I was invited to join the AMPC, the annual program committee, and all sort of activities just keep coming. So the way I see it, because tribology is the areas rather technically in demanding, and you don't really know the tribology when you're in the elementary school, and not like physics, math, and the chemistry type of a major. And then this is a highly technical, you know, focused, and also interdisciplinary. So need a student to probably have more knowledge in order to be involved in this area. And so STLE is really the best platform for students to involve, and for young professional to grow, and then for the opportunity to volunteer, to learn, to serve. And so that throughout all my career, I just realized, and these are our members, is really the great body of the people, because they outreach and, you know, transport knowledge and share, you know, mentoring, things like that. So generally, this does not come like naturally, like physics, chemistry, and other, you know, established area, but because we're interdisciplinary and need experience in a certain years of service. So that is a great benefit I see the society is the member reaching out and then provide opportunity for people to grow. So that's my point.
Jack, did you want to go next?
Sure. So I've been an active member of the STLE starting in November of 1997. Very early in my career with Sealand Chemical Company, I was voluntold by my boss at the time, who was a guy by the name of Jim Hainsworth, that I needed to get involved with the STLE at the local level I attended an STLE meeting in Cleveland originally, and then went to attend a meeting in Chicago. And in that first meeting, I joined the Chicago section's volunteer role working in the membership directory. And so as I got involved with the Chicago section, I met a lot of people. I got involved in other areas of their section works. I eventually joined their board of directors and then went through the chairs, serving as chairman of the Chicago section in 2005. And after that, I got involved at the national level. Some Chicago section members were in the board of directors at that time, and they invited me to join the board. And one of the prerequisites to joining the board of directors is if you've gone through the chairs of a local section. Some of the other ones are the tracks like AMPC and other volunteers at the national level, volunteer activities at the national level. But my experience was not unique, but was particularly focused on section activities. And so I was a member of the board of directors of the STLE national organization from 2009 to 2015. And then I joined the executive committee 3 years ago, essentially in 2021. And what I would say is about the positive aspects of STLE and how it's helped me was going back to my involvement in the Chicago section. I met a lot of people in the industry that I developed relationships with from my early days in the Chicago section. I also learned a great deal about how to interact with people, how to lead, how to mentor people in new roles, all by being in charge of that Chicago section back in the early 2000s. And the skills that I learned as a volunteer transferred very well into my work life. And I found that I was using some of the same skills that I gained as a volunteer in my regular work world. And I would encourage anybody else to get involved, especially younger people, because it's just a great way to get experience and learn how to guide, how to support, how to make decisions, how to be organized. All those things come to you through volunteerism.
Thank you. Stefan, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm maybe the, let's say, newest member compared to Jack and Hong at STLE. So I got in touch with the organization about 2010. And as I mentioned at the beginning, I'm based in or live in Germany. So I was involved in a German tribology association, and I was working for the oil condition monitoring lab, and we did already a little bit of lubrication training for our customers here, because we realized, okay, there always have been a lot of questions about lubricants, lubricant analysis, and basically the training request was growing and growing. And of course, we're aware about the certification program that STLE was offering in the United States, or let's say for the English speaking community. So we decided, okay, why not talk to STLE about this certification program, something we can also bring to Germany, maybe even in the German language. And so I traveled the first time to an annual meeting, and actually from the start, from the first day of the meeting, I was really excited and thrilled about the whole community aspect of STLE and also the variety of people at the meeting. So I knew from the German Tribology Association, their focus was very much really on the topic of tribology and from an engineering perspective. And I found, especially at STLE, the diversity and variety of people is much broader there, and the community is much broader. There are lubricant people, there are oil condition monitoring people, there were people from oil condition monitoring labs, there are also, of course, tribology people, there are academia people, but also a lot of industry people all together discussing all kinds of topics related to lubrication, condition monitoring, and operating of machines. And that was extremely interesting for me, and I got basically hooked up immediately. At the meeting, I took immediately the test for the oil monitoring analyst level one. Luckily, also passed it. Otherwise, it would be pretty embarrassing for me, but I was quite happy that I made it. And also from that point, I was involved into the certification program. So we basically managed to create a German version of the certified lubrication specialist. We promoted the certificate since that time in Germany and have a good number of people here in Germany now also have taken the test, have become certified. And since the beginning, I also started to become engaged. So I started my committee work also again on these certification committees, first at the OMA committee. And that was a total new experience for me. I mean, the whole structure, how also meetings work, that was completely different from what I knew in Germany or in Europe. So this was already very interesting for me to get also, yeah, how is the organization, the whole voting processes and everything. So that was really interesting. And I enjoyed it to work there in that group. And I got approached after 2 years, do you want to become the chair of the committee for 1 year? That again was very exciting for me. I was a bit nervous at the beginning as well, if I'm already ready to run such a committee and fulfill all duties. But that was a great time running the committee for 1 year. I learned a lot during that time. And like Jack mentioned, actually, a lot of the skills I learned there, actually, I could transfer into my work life as well. And later I became also involved in the CLS committee and always enjoyed a lot the networking aspect of STLE and the committee work. I met a lot of interesting people from all kinds of fields. Some were in the research area, some were from industry, some are related more to the chemical side of tribology, some are more related to the mechanical engineering side. But for me, the number of people and the networking opportunities, the networking platform STLE offers is outstanding. And I think it's something I participate basically every day in my work life. And whenever I have something, a problem or some topic I may need to have some or want to ask somebody or exchange, I always have a lot of STLE contacts in my mind where I think, oh, I can ask this guy or I can ask this guy. And that is a contact that came from STLE. So I think the networking opportunities are just phenomenal. And then after the CLS committee, it was a great honor for me that I was asked to become a member of the board of directors, especially as I'm not from North America, as I'm from Germany. And again, I learned a lot there too about how the work of boards in general is proceeding, what are they doing and how the structures are of the board and everything. And I was nervous there too at the beginning because I think it's a big honor to become a member. But again, met a lot of amazing people like Jack, like Hong, many others. And from there, I got involved there and was very happy when I was asked to become even a member of the executive committee and again learned a lot there. And everything I learned, again, as Jack mentioned, is something that is useful for my daily work. So I also can only encourage everybody to join STLE because it's such a great opportunity to develop yourself and to develop the network and also to develop skills and knowledge. So overall, there are only benefits in becoming a member of STLE. Sorry, it was a bit long.
That's okay. It's great to share your story. We really appreciate it. Jack or Hong, is there anything after hearing others talk that you want to add?
I guess I would say that one of the things that STLE really embodies to me is a great diversity of voices. You have women and men from all different kinds of backgrounds, from academia to national laboratories to research institutions to huge numbers of commercial people from the chemical world, the lubricant world, the grease manufacturers, all coming together to talk about and discuss really ways to improve our societies, you know, ways to reduce energy consumption, ways to be more environmentally aware. And it's such a great network where you have people from all different facets of the working world coming together and exchanging information and ideas. It's truly unique.
Thank you. As STLE is celebrating its 80th anniversary, what do you see the next 80 years for STLE? Is there anything you want to share on that?
Of course, let's say the society is changing, the way of people communicate is changing. We do a lot more video meetings. We have new tools for education that are virtually, that are online. also is valid for certification, where since COVID happened, certification can be done online. Before, it was an in-person test. And I think there's a lot ongoing right now inside of STLE to make the organization ready for all of these changes and also expand our offers in that area. But at the same time, encourage people to still have see each other in person by having an annual meeting every year, by having also things like the board meetings in person, having the local sections, keeping them healthy and growing and developing them. But at the same time, there are new offerings and new things that will make use of the new technology that is available. And I think another thing is, Jack mentioned, STLE is a very diverse organization already in terms of disciplines, in terms of women and men, maybe not yet there where we want to be. And I think Hong put a strong focus in her presidency on women in STEM so that more women move into this field of mechanical engineer science and also finally tribology. And I think this will continue. So we will see that in the future, that there will be still there are much more men than women. I think STLE is already much better than other organizations that I know here in Europe for sure. It is still a very male-driven science, but that's changing, and I think it will keep changing more and more.
Hong, do you want to say something about women in tribology?
Yes, Stephen have a good point that Jack also suggested. Well, and I think I want to say two things. You know, it's not just a woman, and being a professor, I work with a student, and also I also keep thinking about the future of tribology, where we're going technically, and how do we attract student to our society and to our field so we can be sustainable. And that is one of the greatest challenges I see it, because the new generation is interesting, probably, you know, digital, the game theory, you know, the computers and the algorithm. So they have a different perspective of doing things. And so in order to attract this, keep our pipeline going, getting new students, and including women and everybody else. And so we need to make our field sounds appealing, interesting, attractive to the new student to attract them. And so that is the one challenge I see we're facing. But good things is, as Stephen said, because we have more tools and we can do a lot more things as virtual and other things. So I think in order to attract and make our pipeline going and attract more students, our field, you know, need to maintain strong and even become stronger so we can survive for another 80 years. That's my point. Brief. Jack?
So I guess I would say I know a little bit about the history of STLE. Walter Hodson was a guy based in Chicago, the same place that I currently live and grew up. And I've even a little familiar and have met people who worked for Hodson Oil, which was his company back in 1944. But anyway, when Walter Hodson founded this society as the American Society of Lubrication Engineers, his primary purpose was to create a networking platform in which he could engage with people at steel mills, primarily lubrication engineers who worked in steel mills all over the United States. And certainly STLE has evolved way beyond that. And there are still some steel mill people involved, but very few. And we've had to kind of reinvent ourselves as the past 80 years have unfolded. And I'm sure that the STLE is going to have to continually do that and find new purposes and new technologies and new networks to embrace. But I will say that I think we should continue to remember where we came from, and that is a platform of networking where people can get together in person and exchange information and ideas and learn from one another and build community.
Yeah, and I think STLE has to pick up the right topics that are currently the hot potatoes, let's say. That is what we are doing, I think, with the EV topic, where we have a lot of things going on in terms of webinars, the EV conference, articles in the TLTE. It was maybe 15 years back then, it was the wind turbine technology, where a lot of tribology challenges arise from the gearbox side, but also from the bearing side. it was steel mills, maybe at the time of Mr. Hudson. So there are always topics that have a high priority. And I think STLE has to pick up these topics. What currently it's EV. There will be another one after EV, I'm sure, when a lot of the challenges are not challenges anymore because there are solutions for it. But I see because STLE is so big and broad, that will always happen, often maybe even naturally, that these topics come up and then become a core topic also for the industry.
Thank you for sharing your story with our listeners. For those that are interested in learning more about member benefits or volunteer opportunities with STLE, please contact STLE membership at membership@STLE.org or visit our website at STLE.org.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Perfecting Motion, brought to you by the Society of Tribologists and Lubrication Engineers, the premier technical society serving the tribology and lubrication industry. STLE's mission is to advance the science of tribology and the practice of lubrication engineering in order to foster innovation, improve performance of equipment and products, conserve resources, and protect the environment. STLE supports its members with a variety of technical, educational, and professional development resources and programs. To learn more about STLE, please visit our website, www.stle.org.